Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Swearing, Paul.
The Don and Mike Show is doing it again. Tomorrow, the entire Don and Mike crew returns to O'Mara's in Old Town Manassas for another fabulous We're Number 15 in the Ratings party. Stop in, get a free number 15 button. Have a word, have a bite, and breathe the rarefied air of number 15. From 8 to 10 p.m., we want to see your face in the place. Do it now before the ratings go back up. The Don and Mike Show.
The profanity bothers you.
It has no nobility.
These are slum kids. I was a slum kid. Everybody talks like that.
They do not? What do you think I say when I go to the feed store in town? Oh, now, Wally, give me a bag of that effing pig feed and 10 pounds of that bitchly cow corn. And in the bank, do I tell Mrs. Bollinger, oh, here's one big bastard of a check. Give me some of your Christing money. There, look there. See what you made me do?
The Don and Mike Show.
They always keep it brown. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Don.
You know, it's been a month of Sundays since we've been outside on a hot, hot day to take it out on some of our listeners.
This is a very famous tree out here, a very, very famous tree where we have punished people for years. So I like calling it the punishing tree.
We're right out front of the station on Main Street. This might be the last time that we're actually out here doing something. And what a great day. It's current temperature, 96 degrees.
May I just say one thing?
What's that?
That as usual, Bob has the grounds looking magnificent.
Bob Skin, who is our landlord, has done a beautiful job over the years. This tree has been the site of many, 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 for lack of a better word, public what?
When you guys started here, this tree was half this size. It's grown with the show.
I don't want to say punishments. People have learned valuable lessons on this tree.
This tall oak that stands outside our studios.
If it could talk. Now, we had a particularly horse's assish guy who called during the first break.
He motivated you.
Yeah, he was rambling on about how come we're moving the show to Maryland instead of Virginia when it really is just a matter of the equipment. We wanted to do something to get the time back from him.
As I look at the base of the tree, Don, I see the colony of ants that still thrives. You know, no matter how nice the grounds are manicured, we still have these lovely, lovely ants that call this tree home.
We're going to be using them. So the guy that was on the phone, he said he would do anything to make it up to us. We said, come on down and let us strap you to the tree. He would not. However, we have two very brave guys who are going to take it on the chin and other places for everybody else.
Yes.
Let's bring them over. Come on over. Take your shoes off. Take your shirts off. And let's start with the guy with the Chevrolet shirt on.
They're both wearing the same uniform. They have the sneakers, the shorts.
And let's also say hi to celebrity judge Bobby Mailman. Hi, Bobby.
How you doing, Don and Mike?
Now, Bob is here with his jet ski, and also you're going to be helping out as one of the official duct tapers?
Damn right.
You like punishment, don't you?
Yes, I do.
You enjoy. You got a sadistic streak in you, don't you?
Yeah, I might do a little something myself.
All right, very good. All right, yeah. That's exciting.
So we've got Robert with duct tape. We've got Buzz with duct tape. We've now got the two guys. Let's get their names out.
Looks like one of our lads spent a... Looks like they both had a little too much Memorial Day.
They got the farmer's tan going. They got the wife beaters going. What is your name, my friend?
Tim Wyatt.
Tim, where are you from?
Clifton, right down the road.
Now, Tim, you're such a good man to do this for that ass. Did you hear the ass that called the show in the first break?
I did. It was shameful.
It was shameful, and here you are, much like Christ our Savior, sacrificing yourself for the sins of others.
It's the least I could do after 6 years of service from you guys.
That's a delightful way to put it.
I can't help but notice that between those beautiful mitts, you have a lot of chest hair. That's not probably all going to be there. Oh, and your back.
Oh,
too.
And back hair.
Are you okay with that?
Whatever.
Are you married to that chest hair?
No, I kind of like it, but that's what has to be done.
Very nice.
Mike, we've got razors, we've got honey, we've got duct tape, we have water balloons. Who is our other guy?
Hi, what's your name, sir?
Brian.
Brian, where are you from?
Falls Church.
What do you do, Brian?
I'm assistant manager at a Jiffy Lube.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, so you got the day off, you got the week off, or are you just playing hooky?
On vacation.
And you're covered with these tattoos. Have you ever served in our military, son?
Yes, I was.
That's wonderful. That's what's right. You sure you're a veteran?
No. Well, 2.5 years I got an honorary for
medical. Dishonorable discharge, yeah. I understand, yes. Medical. Oh, medical. Was it a psychological discharge?
I wish.
Okay.
Do you aspire someday to be the manager of the Jiffy Lube?
No, I hope to own my own.
And what made it? What made it you? What motivated you to come down here, Klinger? What did you want to do?
I heard the guys talking about Virginians with no loyalty. You know, you're not loyal to Virginians, and I've been listening to you guys since WAVA.
So you wanted to step up for Virginia.
I mean, just because you guys are moving doesn't mean that, you know, you don't like Virginia.
That means nothing.
No, no, we hate Virginia, but let's just keep that between us. That's a joke like Mike in Boston. That's a joke.
The Virginia thing's a joke.
Let's get you guys over here by the trees. Or I should say, by the tree, because it'll be one on one side, one on the other, right, Mike?
Yeah, we're going to have one guy on one side of the punishing tree, and... Now, guys, either one of you, are you allergic to a colony of fire ants?
I hope not.
How about you, son?
No.
Not that I know of.
All right, how about you, big boy? Get your back right on this side.
Do you want to put him street? Let's put him street side facing the street.
All right.
Do you want to do that?
That's right. Face, move it over this way a little bit, and you right there. Beautiful. Oh, nice. Now, Robert and hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Buzz is out here. He's got a roll of duct tape with him.
Bobby Mailman and Buzz, please go ahead. Do your duct taping.
Very good.
Let's get these guys very tight.
Very important to make sure that their arms... are you getting a spare? I just heard that drop out. Very important to make sure that their arms are restricted.
Can you feel it? Is it getting tight?
It's getting tight.
Could you... Now, I'm sure you probably could. Buzz, don't ask if it's too tight. If you could you break out right now, do you think?
Probably, definitely.
What about you? If you could, do you think you could break out now?
Nah, I don't think so.
Now, usually a few more raps will do it.
Do this.
Shock.
And I got in my car.
Robert, the mailman, just delighted to be duct taping the honkies to the tree.
Now, Robert has really got you around the neck.
Yeah, it feels good.
Robert, how would you describe this feeling?
It's wonderful. It feels like redemption.
Yeah. Redemption.
Thanks, Robert.
Redemption for Robert. You know, for some particular reason, Robert seems to be focusing on their necks.
Robert is...
I'm not
Robert
sure why he's doing that.
Hi there. Robert is really skipping around and laughing.
Robert has now officially duct taped one of these lads' heads to the tree, right across the forehead.
Just so you know, they're going to be outside the station for the entire rest of the show. Whatever we got left, an hour and 10
right.
minutes.
Did you kiss that black girl?
Oh, dear. Oh, now, Robert, I don't think there's any reason, you know, just like before, to equate this with an ugly period in American history.
Did you kiss that black girl?
And I told her I'd never call her again.
All right, I believe that they are...
Robert, once again, has made this an ugly racial thing. Seems to be the theme of today's show.
They're sufficiently taped. Yeah.
They are. I would actually... Robert.
Robert.
All right. Very good.
Robert's out of his freaking mind.
Do you guys feel like your movement is pretty sufficiently restricted right now?
And the breathing.
How about you, sir? Are you having trouble breathing?
No, I'm all right.
All right, how about you? Are you doing all right?
Man, I couldn't get out of here.
Robert,
now, Robert, that's
Robert.
A little gay.
Robert
is giving him nipple twisters. No.
Robert, stop. No. Jeez.
That's for later. Save that for later.
Now, Robert, that's totally uncalled for. You're giving him the purple nurples.
Oh, we got to move back over there a little bit because we're dropping out just a wee bit.
Okay, Mike, I think what you wanted to do first was throw water balloons at them.
Do we have some water balloons? That's really what I'm looking forward to. It'll cool them off.
And then we are...
That's quite an angle on the breast over there. That looks very female.
You know what? As a matter of fact... Hey, Rob, hold on a second.
Robert, this is very homophobic here.
Stop it. Rob, do me a favor.
Homoerotic.
Hold on. Robert, move away. Right here.
Come here.
Get a picture of me cupping this guy's breast. And tell me if you don't think that this could be a female breast.
It truly does look like that.
That's PG-13.
That's
right,
wonderful. That's delightful. All right, so we've got the water balloons.
All right, Mike, we're ready for your first water balloon.
All right, thank you very much, Rob. Oh,
can I have
nice
one too,
and full.
Rob? Oh, good.
Which of you wants it first?
Oh, please.
All right, are you ready? Give yourself a three
count. Hey, Mike, we can get out in the highway if you want.
All right, here we go. On the count of three, down both together.
Ready?
One, two, three. Oh, there we go.
Now, we need somebody to brave to stand up there with the microphones while we hit them again.
All right, here we go.
Hey,
Travis, come here.
Come here, Travis.
Hold this microphone and stand right by them, okay? You might get wet.
All right, here we go.
feel like a girl in this.
All right. Okay. Okay. We'll do it. Let's get it right. We can't go out in the street now. Ready? One, two, three. Oh, he ducked. He ducked. Oh, damn it. Damn it, Travis.
We couldn't get Travis.
Oh, Travis, you fooled us.
All right.
You fooled us, Travis. Damn it. Oh, Travis is going to take one for the team.
All right,
one,
go ahead.
One, two, three. There we are. Yes. Thank
Let
you,
Let me get
Travis.
One of the guys over here, fellas.
All right. Boom. Oh, there we go. How about another one?
All right, Ronnie? Now, I would like the shaving cream and the razor, please.
Very good. Moving over here. Going to get this guy.
And Mike, now, Robert, don't take your belt off.
No, Robert, no, no. Robert. No, Robert, we are not beating them. We are not flogging. No, no, Robert, no. That hit his toe. Stop. Robert's out of control. There we go.
The first thing I would like to do is take a little bit.
Oh, there's an ant on me.
Oh, really?
I think
Where's
so.
The honey? Where's the honey, Junior?
Robbie.
Yes.
A razor, please.
Yes, careful.
Now, Mike, I need you to help me describe what I'm doing
All right,
here.
Don is now shaving this guy's right side of this guy's chest.
Oh.
He's going to put a little X there. Be gentle. You don't want any blood. Ha, 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 ha. Very nice.
Oh.
You're going to have just a little strip there.
Now, Mike,
that's tough, coarse hair.
Mike, would you be a love, and would you find me some ants?
Yeah,
sure.
And Buzz, can I have the honey, please?
Where are the traps?
You know what? I'm going to have to wash this area off first. Mike, excuse me for a second. Mike, yeah. Stand by.
Okay. Hold on. All right. Very good.
See, it was hit him with a water balloon, and it got all of the shaving stuff off.
What you're doing...
The honey is open and ready to go.
What you're doing is you're shaving the area that you're going to put the honey on, and then we're going to find some ants.
Oh.
You know, I can't
see... How's that honey
feel?
That feels really sexy.
I can't seem to find any on the tree.
On
Perhaps
the
we could go into the men's room here at WJFK.
Right on the face. That's good. That's good.
He's got honey all over his face.
Thank you. That's good. Oh.
Now, I don't want the other guy to feel left out. How you doing?
Not
good.
There you go.
Now, explain what I'm doing to you right now.
Honey all over the face. I've got to remember this for my wife tonight.
That's good.
And now, explain where the honey's going now.
Honey's going... In my belly button, down my pants.
All right, I'm getting a handful of mulch done. I think we may have some ants in here.
All right, go ahead, Mike.
All right. We might have some mulch. Let me see if we can see any of the ants that are in there. Are there any?
Whatever.
Just
now.
I really reach for a handful. The ants are in the mulch. I've
All
seen
right.
them.
Mike, let's take care of the guy over here who has less hair on his chest.
All right, very good. Okay.
I've got a bunch of honey on this guy's chest. Mike, could you grab some more mulch over here, please?
Yeah, I'm trying to see where some ants are. Hold on a second. Let's
right
do this.
Right
huh?
over here. There we go. Now this is just are you documenting all of this?
Yes, I am. We will have it all on the website tonight.
All right.
This is just too beautiful. There you go. Now Mike is now rubbing the combination. Now Mike, here's where we're gonna get a little bold.
Okay.
Robert, would you hand me the Barbasol, please?
All right. What are we shaving next?
Well, we're not necessarily shaving.
All right. All right.
What we're doing
oh,
is...
Oh, you know what we need, too?
We're just
All right.
we're just covering these guys right now with right. shaving cream. So they're covered with shaving cream.
Do we have any makeup?
And bugs.
Do we have lipstick?
Yeah. Oh!
Lipstick.
Perfect. However, Mike...
I just want the lipstick.
Don't you think that they both have too much shaving lotion on their shaving on their faces? Don't they each need a water balloon in the face?
They need a water balloon in the face. All right. All right, here, hold that for a second. I'm sorry, Rob. All right.
Robert likes the nipples.
All right, now hold on, boys. Got to give
Robert,
you one right in the face.
All right.
Okay. Hold on.
You going to take the other guy? You want me to get this guy?
I'll take the other one.
All right, ready? Here we go. Now close those eyes. This might hurt.
Okay.
All right.
Oh,
damn it.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Here we go.
It's
right in your
like
face.
Frank Murphy just then. All right, here.
How is that?
All right, this is going to hurt because I really,
Sorry.
In order to break it, I have to use four.
Go for it.
Oh. There we go. All right, there.
Wow.
We need a towel.
Okay, now. Look at that thing spurt out.
Wow. All right, how about one of their shirts?
Hold on, Mike.
Yeah.
One moment.
Oh, good. We have donuts.
We also have courtesy of Dunkin' Donuts. Hi there. Do you like donuts?
I love jelly donuts.
All right. There you go. Okay. All right.
Eat it all.
You don't want to block the airway here.
All
right.
All.
Here we go.
Do you like jelly donuts?
Oh, definitely.
There you go. All right. There you go. All right. You okay? You can go ahead and spit it out if you want to. You can do that. Jesus saves. Robert, did you write Jesus saves on there?
Now, Mike, okay. I think they're ready.
Look, if you want, you might want to take this home.
Mike's putting a donut in the guy's pocket.
Here we go.
Jesus Christ. This might be the worst thing we've ever done to people.
There it is. All right.
All right. Now, what would you guys like to say as you sit here on display for the next hour outside our studios? What would you like to say? What is the message that you're trying to get across to the people that are driving by who might listen to the show?
You know, it's I don't know if it's brave or stupid that we're doing this, but we are showing that we love Don and Mike.
That is, I could cry.
Thank you.
What's your name again, son?
My name's Tim.
Tim, right. Somebody hand me Tim's shirt. I got some.
It's both. It's brave and stupid.
I've got some jelly, some cream on my hands.
So do
here.
I, Mike.
Oh, thank you.
All right, here we go. Thank you. All right, yeah, community wise.
See, Mike, did you want to put any makeup on them before we go inside?
Well, Robert kind of beat me to the punch by circling.
Jesus Christ.
Seems to be amazingly focused on this one guy's nipple. It's very, very frightening.
How do you feel about the attention Robert has put on your nipple?
I kind of like it.
Let me see it, Robert. Let me see. I
feel special.
All right, did you like use all the
greedy? I got some in my
All right,
car.
Now, Mike, are you finally? Look at that. He used up all of the lipstick.
Every bit of it.
I'm sorry, fellas. You want me to go buy some more?
Robert, it's okay. You must have used an entire.
I can't even write ass on this
An
guy.
Entire stick of lipstick on this guy's nipple.
I'm sorry, man. It just looks so sweet and tasty.
Look at you killed the whole lipstick.
That's what? Disgusting from Robert.
How are you doing, friend?
Interesting combination of honey and shaving cream.
Interesting.
It's gone. That's all used.
It's come to this.
You're goddamn right it's come to this. This is what it's come to.
Did you feel like you were able to get some of this rage out of your system?
No, because they're innocent. Just like most black men who were lynched back in the day.
Oh, it's not a lynching. Jesus
Robert,
Christ.
these both are sacrificial lambs. They have offered themselves up. Have you not?
Yes, sir.
Is your eye burning?
Wouldn't have it any other way.
Your eye's burning. Okay.
Well, Robert, you need some water? I got to use the bathroom.
Hold on a second. Here we go. Ready? Yeah. Ready? This is going to go.
Nothing to see here, boys.
Don, you might get really wet here. Here we go. Ready?
Okay,
ready?
Hold on.
All right, all right. Wait a minute.
Try on
oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
right.
Mike, try it on top of his head.
All right. Was that better? Did that work?
There you go.
Very nice. Oh, it's so messy.
One more, and then we got to go inside. All right, go ahead. Then we got a break.
Your eye too. All right.
Ow!
All right, very nice.
Now, Rob, why don't you go ahead and just toss that baby?
At which one?
How you doing, fellas?
As hard as you can at the guy with the big nipple.
On the nipple.
Buenos dias.
Come on, honey.
Yo estoy enfermo de la cabeza.
Here we go. Mexican Americans. Well, I think that what that is, Mike, is a testament to what our show is all about.
And, you know, they look sufficiently miserable. Robert's far too homoerotic.
He is simulating many sexual acts.
With the honey. Now he is simply,
what we're going to do is
Robert is
leave the microphones
well.
Out here.
Okay.
And we'll check
Hi,
back.
How
hold
are
on,
you?
Mr. Stop. Hold on. Hey, hold on one
How's
second. Hold on. Stop. How you doing?
Good.
What's your name?
John.
God damn, it's cold in your car. It's nice. How do these guys look to you?
Are they from Boston?
Hey, that's nice. You're a happy man now, aren't you?
I'm happy
now. Yeah, you're happy.
Yes, very happy.
Yeah, I'm glad.
All right, Robert, how about you stay out? I never thought I'd say this to you. How about you stay outside and guard them with the microphone?
Hi, a little picture. How are you? Don Liddy wants to take a picture.
Hi.
There we go.
Hi, honey.
Hi.
Hi, who are you?
I'm Kimmy.
Right.
Hey, Kimmy, pull down a little bit and take a look at these guys. What do you think of these guys on the tree?
I think that they're great.
What are you doing?
I'm taking a picture of you.
All right, Kim. Oh, you're stopping
you're
traffic.
You're stopping traffic. People are going to get married.
Oh, Robert, pull your pants up.
Come on, let's go.
Pull your pants up.
Hi,
Robert,
ma'am.
I never thought I would say this
How
to you.
How are you?
You
Hi,
are in
guys.
Charge of this microphone. We'll come back to
How
you
are
before
you, fellas?
The show's over.
Hi, how are you on the cell phone? How's
you know what,
going?
Joe? Go to break. We'll come back with Buzz's News right after this.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.